Amen. Amen. We're going to move on. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles. We already feel the presence of the Lord, so we know that the word is already going to be is blessed. Amen. Real quickly, we just want to read these scriptures. And as you jump to your feet, just for a little bit, read these scriptures out of reference of God's reading of the word. And then you can sit back down. We get to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And we want to read verse 13. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. There have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. One more scripture in the book of James. In the book of James. Chapter 1. And we want to read verses 12 to 17. When you have that, would you say amen? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust have conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from up above and cometh down from the Father of lights, which whom is no variables, neither shadow of turning. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Our message today is a way of escape.
Amen.
A way of escape. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It says, there has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you're able to bear it. Amen. We'll talk about the word escape. Escape means a way out. Amen. A way out to get free of, to get away from. Amen. God will make it, amen, whatever the temptation or the trial or the test, amen. We always refer to temptation with sexual sins and things like that. That's part of it, but that's not all of it. You can be tempted in any area of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You could be tempted to not walk with God no further. Amen?
Amen.
You could be tempted to lie. You could be tempted to do anything. Amen. We're not just going to leave it just as sexual desires and all that, which that's included. Amen. But the Lord says he would not let us be tested or tried. The word temptation means to be test or tried. Test or trial. Trying of your faith. Amen.
Amen.
There's no temptation taking you that is. That such is common to man. Let me read that again. There has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Amen. In other words, common means to be usual, something familiar, something that somebody else already been through.
Amen.
Something that's not common is not out the ordinary. It is ordinary. It's not nothing brand new.
Amen.
Like in the book of Ecclesiastes said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Whatever that you're going through, don't think somebody else has been through it. Somebody else has been through it and going through it probably at the same time you're going through it or going to go through it.
Amen.
Sometimes we want to tell the Lord, Lord, nobody goes what I have to go through. That's a lie. That's a deceitful lie of the devil. Wants you to think that. Because that will make God unrighteous and let you go through all that and nobody else. They never went through nothing. That's not true. So that's what it's saying. There's no temptation taking you but such is common to man. God's not going to let you be tempted or tried or be tempted or tried or something that a human being cannot endure. Amen?
Amen.
He's not going to let us, in other words, he's not going to let something this way just wash you out that you have no, amen, you have no control or you can't handle. He already know what you can handle. You might not know what you can handle, but he knows what you can handle.
Amen.
The Lord said he wouldn't allow us to be tempted above. In other words, above means that's way over your head. That's something that's way over your head. He's not going to let that submerge you and put you out of commission. Because he wouldn't be a faithful God if he did that.
Yeah.
Amen? So if he allows something to come your way, he knew you can handle it before it came your way. Amen?
Amen.
But you got to know that God has allowed you to be tempted, and you make sure you haven't put yourself in harm's way.
Amen.
As we keep on reading the scripture, it's going to talk about, in other words, God doesn't tempt us with evil. God does not tempt you. He's not that kind of God. Tempt you with something, amen, that he know that would harm you, and he tempts you with that and then bring you out. No, the devil is the one that tempts us with evil things. God doesn't tempt us with evil. God is not evil, so he's not going to tempt us with evil. And then so God's, in other words, it said there's no temptation taking you but such as common. Something is usually, there's nothing brand new about nothing that none of us go through. Amen. Maybe sometimes some things is a first time for us. Most things are not first time for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you keep going through it over and over, there must be a reason. There must be a test that you need to pass. Because when you pass tests, God's going to keep letting you go through the same thing. That's just killing time. God is productive.
Amen.
Anyway, God's not going to keep you in grade A when you should be going to grade B. So if you keep stuck in A, you're not passing the test.
Amen.
Okay? So God's not tempting us with evil, but we're tempted when we're drawn away with our own lust. Amen?
Amen.
Little preaching and teaching I see in here, the way it's going, the message is going today. There's no temptation taking you but such is common to man, but God is faithful. You can depend on God. I might not be able to depend on you. You may not be able to depend on me because you might be there when I need you. Amen. You might put more on me than I can handle. Amen. But God is faithful. He's not going to have me on overload. If you own overload, it's because you simply do not, in other words, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. If you own overload, you need to ask God how to get you out from under load, overload.
Amen?
Because if you own overload, you overload because you don't know how to carry the load. You need to ask God to come and help you. Amen? God is not going to, the devil overloads us with stuff, and we're overloaded when we have no wisdom. And knowledge of God's word. You need to stay in God's word. You need to not read it like you read a magazine or something. You need to get the word in you.
Amen.
Because at the time when you need it, I don't care if you can't get nobody, that word gonna spring forth. Somebody was saying how they didn't know that word, what they was wondering, like all this reading I'm doing, if I'm gonna be able to remember this. But if it's falling on good ground.
Amen.
If it's falling on good ground, at the time you need it, it will come forth. Now, if the word is not falling on good ground, your heart is the ground. So just like today, the Bible speaks about some, about 400-fold, 60-fold, or whatever. The word is the seed of God's word. So if you're not attentive when you listen to God's word, if you don't understand God's word, because the devil comes to steal things you don't understand. So when you hear the word, if you don't receive the word and you don't take it in and you don't utilize it, you don't work with the word, you don't apply it to your life, it will not help you.
Amen.
And you will not remember it when you need it.
Amen.
Amen. But if you take the word in, when the time you need it, it's going to be right there because it fell on good ground.
Amen.
You know, it can fall among thorns too. The word of God, we ain't going to preach a whole other subject, but the sower went to sow the seed, and there some fell on good ground. If your ground is not cultivated, in other words, you got to have attentive ear when you come to the house of God to listen to his word. You got to be attentive. You can't be distracted or nothing because you will miss what God has for you. And then when the devil comes and sends something your way, you will have nothing to fight it with. You don't remember nothing. Amen. But when that word fought on good ground, amen, when the devil comes and starts fighting them darts and stuff, you will be able to put them out by the power of the Holy Ghost. You remember God said this in this word.
Yes.
Amen. See, I don't need you and you don't need me. I don't need you 24 hours. I need Jesus.
Amen.
Because you may not can help me. You may have issues yourself.
Amen.
But I got Jesus. Hook up and stay hooked up to the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was taught that when I first got saved. My mother's not here today, but she used to always say, don't be going out here asking all these people nothing. She, not that I did, but she wanted me to seek God for myself. And when I got saved, that's what I did. I wasn't walking around trying to get a word from here, this man. I sought the Lord. I fasted and prayed and everything. Amen. And I was home for a while when my kids were small. I wasn't out there. I wasn't out on a job or anything. I was, you know, trying to raise my kids when they were small and everything. But I sought the Lord. I had more time, so I had more time to seek the Lord. Didn't know God was billing me for a ministry down the road. But I had more time. People think, I got nothing to do. You better utilize that time. Because they know you might not have that time. I was able, I prayed, amen, the Lord, did nobody tell me what to do? God was my guide. Amen. I fasted so much then, sometimes I wake up in the morning and think, was I on the fast? Amen. I fast a couple days a week. The Lord, nobody told me to do that. God brought me in doing that. Amen. But you know, and then being single, I was came in as being single, and the Lord know I needed to keep my mind on Him. Amen. He know that glory to God. A single person delights themselves in the Lord. Amen. And He will give you the desires of your heart. He's not telling you to go get nothing. Amen. I sent some people out yesterday a message I thought was really good. I never heard it preached like that. It was like your soulmate. How you know you got the right soulmate? How you know about someone? It's a very. I wasn't even playing on. I was watching some movie. Then I turned around and clicked on that, and I said, "Boy, this is good." I sent my son. I sent it to a couple other saints. Amen. Well, probably one more saint. Amen. Looking for the right soulmate. The Lord didn't tell us to go searching nothing. That's why we get messed up. Well, he said it. I tell you, the young man. I never heard him before, but I tell you, he said some people get together and they connect. He said everybody won't say that God put me. You know the scripture say, "Whom I don't want to get too far from over here because I won't get up a message." But this is like, but this is going. I'm sure God's tying it in some kind of way. A lot of people say whom what's the scripture say, "Whom God joined together, let no man put asunder." But he said the thing that I didn't know that people didn't tell me, God didn't put everybody together. Amen. Some people put themselves together. But he said, when your soulmate, God put you with a soulmate, in other words, you didn't go looking for a mate. In other words, you don't go looking for a mate when God gave you somebody. Because He already got somebody. Your soulmate is going to connect with you. Amen. It's going to be a special connection. You're going to know that it's God. Going to connect with you. You don't go searching nothing out because you're going on a hunt. You hunt for the wrong thing and get the wrong thing. Can I get an amen? Glory to God. Y'all get the link. Y'all send it. It's good. Amen. It's even good for me to even hear. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get back here, but it's speaking about God will not allow us to be tempted, but He's going to make a way of escape that we are able to bear. We're able to bear it. He's not going to let you be submerged with a lot of things upon you if your ground is broken up enough, your heart is broken up. So you can't, you know what? We don't know, people don't really realize, even people that's been walking with God a long time ago, everybody, they have so much of a form of we need to pray till we get the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's good. I did too. But I'm so glad that as I kept walking with God, God taught me a little bit more. He leave the principles of the doctrine and go on to perfection. Right. Not just talking about, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, I have the Holy Ghost, and then, okay, you don't stop there. You keep on because you're going to need to know how to walk with God. Amen. Just having the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and doing a dance and screaming out, you're going to have to learn how to walk this walk. Amen. Because when the trials and stuff hit you, the hallelujahs and everything is not going to help you alone. You better know what the word has to say. Amen. And you better know God for yourself. Amen. Glory to God. But the Lord, He will not allow us to be submerged in trial. We're submerged and we're overwhelmed with stuff when we don't know what to do, when we have no knowledge. And if you have no knowledge, or if you know knowledge, but you don't know how to use it, it's almost the same as not having none. Because you don't have nothing to click to you and tell you when the devil's giving you something over here, the Holy Ghost rising above and saying this over this, over the devil. You have. That's why Bible study is very important. That's why Sunday school is very important. That's why listening to the word is important. That's why you need to, when you're driving, you don't need all this stuff, other stuff blasting in your ear. You need to blast the word in your ear. You better get the word in your heart, because we're heading down a road. This country, this city, this whole world, we're heading down a road. Amen. You don't know if they're going to take the Bible. So you better have that word in your heart.
Amen.
You better know what God say.
Amen.
You better be able to stand in the evil day. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
It said, God is faithful. God is faithful. In other words, to be faithful means I'm loyal. I'm loyal, and I'm consistent with you. I'm not going to be, God's not an absent father. He's not here one minute and just going to abandon you the next minute. Amen. He's going to be with you every step of the way if you let him. You might look around and say, I can't see him. You better know by faith he's there.
Amen.
You have to learn to walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
Amen. It's just like a little baby. Your baby might not know the mother's there. The mother's going to be tending that baby one-on-one and doing things. But after so long, that sometimes that mother's going to let that child grow to do a little few things to strengthen it to grow. You better know that God is there when it feels like he's not there. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Say he will. We say it above. He will not suffer you to be tempted above. In other words, God's not going to let nothing submerge you. God is watching over us. God is watching over us when we are going through different things. He's watching over you while you sleep, while you walk. He's watching over you when you feel like I can't take another step.
Amen.
But sometimes we need to talk to the Lord. We don't need to keep all that baggage laden in us. We need to talk to the Lord. Lord, I feel like I can't about taking another. You need to open your mouth and talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Because he's the one that's going to help you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to you. How many of you know that you have said that to the Lord? Lord, I can't almost take another step, and you kept stepping anyway. Somebody give God the praise. He said, but where with the temptation? Now, God didn't say he's going to move the trial. See, that's the thing we think. When I pray, I expect it to be gone. Who are you? Who am I? When I pray something, I expect it to be gone. After God had to wait on you 40 years to get yourself together.
Amen.
He chose you to go pray. You couldn't even pray a second. Now you think he's supposed to jump at your feet? I don't think so.
Amen.
He said, but with that temptation, with that trial, or with that trouble, he said, I am going to make a way of escape. He didn't say, I'm going to take it completely away.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm going to walk you through it.
Amen.
He said, but I'm going to take the pressure off that you'll be able to handle it. Somebody give God the praise. How many know that you went through some things that you didn't even think you could go through them, but you went through them and you're okay today?
Yes.
Somebody give God the praise. He said, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. God said, along with that trial and test, some things God will move like that, but some things he will not move.
Yeah.
We crying about the boss. We crying about the children. We crying about the spouse. We crying about everything. God's not going to move stuff like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to give you the strength. He's going to so after you get it, and after I get it, after you keep asking and moving, you see it's not moved. This time you start praying another way.
Yeah.
It start time for you to pray to the Lord. What must I do? And don't you know before God moves around you? The circumstances, before he moves things out around you, he's going to move your situations in you first.
Because
you might not be looking at it right. You might be looking at it cock at it. He's going to get your mind set straight first. Amen. You thinking all out the box. You thinking all on top of the walls of God. Ain't even thinking like that. He's going to regulate your mind first. Fix you up first. Then fix the situation. Somebody give God the praise. Because once you're in fixing the situation, then you're going to turn around still looking cock at it because you cock at it. Ooh, Lord, I don't see it this way. Ooh, Lord. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Amen. So a way of escape. Amen. We want to just move the whole thing. We won't make no way of escape. Just move the whole thing, Lord. You'll never grow. You never know his ways. You never develop. Amen. How many of you got to mature and grow in God? Amen. Just like a baby mature. You got to mature and grow in God. Amen. I used to hear Joyce Meyer say a long time ago, she said, you can't run from every situation. She said, you get to run everything around the corner, it's going to be another situation. You're going to be running all your life. So just stop the running.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then this is like a, this is not a real paint, but it's so pretty, ain't it? I picked it up so pretty. I like the colors. this like, I don't know a lot about, you know, plants and stuff, real plants. I always tell people, don't give me a real plant. They ain't going to grow. I don't know how to tell. They've been dying. but I'm just saying, if you take a plant, and some people know how to take care of plants and do real good by them. But I do have enough sense enough to know if you move that plant, keep moving it all around, it's going to die.
Yeah.
Because some plants grow by nothing but the sun. You got a very few plants don't need sun. They can grow on their own, but not that many. You move it all over the place, you're going to have a dead plant.
Uh-huh.
If you move all over the place, you're going to be dead.
Amen.
Amen? You got to stay planted where God plants you at in the spirit. If he plants you, not so much that's in the church building alone, that too, but if he planted you a certain place, you better stay there and grow. I don't care how painful it get, you better ask him to stay there. Lord, I heard George Mayer say this a long time ago too. She said, when she first got saved, she said, ooh, I had so many issues. If you all don't know the book, the Battlefield of the Mind, you ought to get it. I ain't trying to advertise her book because she got more money than me. Amen. But I had that book for years and my book is wore out. I'm still keeping it. Y'all ain't giving it away. It is wore out. The Lord let me hear that book. Let me read the book years ago, way before I was pastor. Amen. She said she used to tell the Lord. She said she would just say, like, Lord, I can't take no more. Like she said, she said, I actually literally was on the floor holding onto a chair. Lord, don't let me go.
Jesus.
Amen. You can be up under so much pressure.
Yeah.
Amen. That you feel like running out of every situation. But you run, you'll never develop.
Yeah.
You'll never develop. Amen. It'll make you stronger if you endure.
Yeah.
Amen. Endure. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
We got to keep in mind that the Lord said he will not allow us to be tempted above that we are able to be, but with the temptation going to make a way of escape that we'll be able to bear. Now, if you feel so overwhelmed that you tempted above, you feel like I'm tempted above, it's not God's fault, it's your fault. You need to find out what I need to get, the right tools I need to get, because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said that, he meant it. So that means that I don't have the equipment, I don't have the goods that I need to not to be overwhelmed. So I need to, God say, if God might just say you do a little simple thing, he may just tell you get over there and just be still.
Amen.
He may say be. When God say be still, he's not saying go sit in the chair and be still. God is saying peace be still.
Amen.
He's telling you, if your mind is in over, he's telling you to sit down somewhere, calm down somewhere, sit down and rest in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because when you all worked up and everything, you cannot think nothing out right anyway. It's going to come out all wrong.
Yeah,
amen. You don't make decisions when you up in the air.
Because
when you come down, you're going to wish I've never made those decisions. Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
I feel like I'm going in ways and teaching and preaching. It's all right, whichever way the Lord would take us. It said, blessed is the man, in the book of James, blessed is the man or woman that endure temptation. Endure means to outlast. Endure means to be to continue on. I'm not quitting. I'm going to continue on. In other words, this temptation is, this trial is pretty rough. It's pretty hard for me to hang in here, but I'm hanging in here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to endure. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to remain. I'm going to abide. Amen?
Yeah.
If we let God handle our business, amen, we will rest and we will abide. The devil say, just get all worked up about this. Oh, just get worried about this. And something about me I'm learning, because I haven't always been like this, but I'm learning by me, I do not get real worked up in my mind or nothing. I don't even like nothing around me like that. As I get older, I have to have peace. I want peace.
Yeah.
I got peace, man. I don't want nobody. Amen. They in the uproar. I don't want them around me.
Amen.
Because sometimes when people are in the uproar, they have you in the uproar. You be on pins and needles. Don't even know why you on pins and needles.
Amen.
You can't get nothing from God when you're on pins and needles. Sometimes if I do get overwhelmed, sometimes we all do. I get overwhelmed, get disturbed about something. I say, Lord, help me. I'm saying, Lord, help me right then. I'm saying it right on the spot. I want that off of me.
Amen.
Amen. You can't think straight like that.
Amen.
Amen. You can't even pray right like that. You pray all crazy and stuff. Don't even know what you said.
Amen.
Pray all. Don't know you know what you said. You just ran off and don't know what you said. If you pray and you run off like that and you getting out of prayer and you still in a roar, that means something's totally wrong. You didn't hear from God. You ain't even heard from nothing. You don't even know what you said.
Yeah.
That means that you didn't get through. Somebody give God the prayer. You can't pray to God all anxious and scared at the same time and nervous and everything. You got to calm all that down.
Yeah.
Come on and give God the praise in here.
Yeah.
Can't rebuke devils and demons and you shaking and trembling?
Amen.
Am I helping anybody in here today?
Yes.
I mean, one time it was a situation I was praying about. It was attacked a long time ago, back a while, probably a year ago, that the enemy was attacking me with an attack on my body. I didn't even know, never been through that before. And I always pray, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. We pray that. But you got to pray in faith and calm, not all nervous and shaking up. Because after a while, you just make yourself even more nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even believe the prayer you pray. Amen. So you got to be in control to take over a situation that needs to be in control.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You got to be in control to take over a situation. In control. You can't control nothing. You ain't in control.
Right.
Somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
It said, "Blessed is the man." God said, "You're a blessed man or you're a blessed woman when you endure the temptation." And we all got stuff we endure. I got stuff where I'm standing before you that I'm enduring. That I'm persevering for. Why? Well, how am I doing it? Because I know what the word said. I know the Lord said he have expected in for me. In some situation, I know that he's going to take care of it. He just got his time to do it. And I just got to keep on the journey until it happens, right? Because what's going to do for you and me to get out of whack? When you get out of whack, you get out of faith. If you get out of faith about one thing, you're going to get out of faith about another area. Do you know that? When you get upset with God, I can't believe God, I'm disturbed about this, and I ain't going no further with it. Don't you know, that's not going to be the only thing. You ain't going to want to do nothing else.
Right.
Till you get that way. Everything going to be shut down. You just shut down.
Amen.
When you shut down, it doesn't hurt God, it hurts you.
Because
you got to go over and start all over again and pick it back up. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Yeah, when you shut down, you got to make a really good decision. Think, oh, I'm not going to shut down and pull out on God, and I ain't going to praise God. The devil don't care if you don't praise God. He's laughing at you. People don't care if you don't praise God. That's your own thing. They just say, it's your thing. Do what you want to do with it. Amen. I threw that in there. Amen. Amen. Nobody care if you shut down. Who you hurt? I don't praise God. I'm going through. People going saying they're going through and stuff. I ain't gonna talk to someone. So I'm gonna get an attitude. Everybody, you got issues. Somebody give God the praise. Cause at the end of the day, no people don't care. They going on their vacation or whatever. They don't know. You don't know. You here upset. Am I right? You better say, Lord, don't let me get like the Bible said. If you start drawing back in your heart and all stuff like that, my soul won't have no pleasure with it. In other words, God said, I can't even trust you because you quit too much.
Amen.
Come on, somebody give God the praise.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get hired on a job. They look up and tell me you quitting all the time. Somebody give God the praise. You got to be stable in your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God the praise in here.
Yeah.
So the Lord said, when you endure that temptation, that trial, that struggle, whatever you are, but you hanging in there. I'm just throwing some stuff out here. Lord, I want a companion. I want a husband or I want a wife. Lord God, Lord, this gets hard sometimes, but I'm hanging in here. Lord, I'm not backsliding, go get a man or a husband. Lord, I want this fine car, this fine house. I'm not going to lie on my application to get it. I'm not going to do different things that I shouldn't do to get stuff that I know I shouldn't ain't supposed to have. I'm going to do it and get it the right way.
Amen.
So, Lord, whatever battle I'm having, I'm going to ask you, Lord, how do I get through this battle? He got answers.
Thank you, Jesus.
He might just tell you a simple thing, just get your mind off of it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. He might just tell you to get. Sometimes we keep, you keep your mind on stuff that it'll wear you to death.
Right.
Amen. And you can't hang around people that don't have no strength either.
Because
they pull your strength.
Yeah.
Amen. You try to live right and you hanging out with somebody don't care what they do, won't care what how they look or nothing. Keep being around that company. You're going to look like them. You're going to act like them.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
If you're trying to look holy and dress modern stuff, you're going to somebody showing all their boobs and showing everything and you're going to start strutting just like them. Y'all know I can resist that. Throw it out there. I'm just being right. You the same people that you hang around with, you're going to have some kind of affiliation.
Right.
So you hang around somebody got some sense. Okay. So hang around somebody that love the Lord and got God in life. God's helping them. Amen.
Yeah.
But Mark the good man, which is the Lord, that perfect man. The end of that man is peace. Amen. I'm so glad I ain't got to look around and try to see who I can look like and be like. Amen. I be like the Lord. If you, amen, the Lord know you in your right mind, you think you got, you thinking what they say, your noodles up here. They say your brain's like noodles. You thinking with the right noodles? Is edit that. Amen. Amen. You thinking with the right brains, with the Holy Ghost brains. Amen. He trusts you that you ain't going to go out your house looking like a bum. He trusts you and you ain't gonna go out your house looking like a hoochie mama. Tell me what you say. He trusts you, amen, to be all right.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Amen. All right. Blessed is the man or woman that endured, that hangs in there through that trial and test. Yes. It's Lord. This is mud. I can bear, but Lord, I'm hanging there. But you can't hang in there. I'm telling you, when you hang in there, you can't hang in there all loose like you lost everything. Can't be hanging up like clothes hanging on the thing, just hound. You got to pray while you're hanging.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. You got to pray like while you're hanging. You got to be nice while you're hanging.
Amen.
Somebody say, do I have to be nice? Yes, you got to be nice when you're hanging. Because when you pray, God going to make you nice.
Amen.
You don't pray, you mean.
Yeah.
Hateful, hard to get along.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm stepping on all kind of canines. Amen. People not sweet today. The Holy Ghost touch them.
Amen.
Mean and hateful.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get along. Somebody said, why? Somebody said, good morning. Say, what's good about it? Thank God you woke up this morning.
Right. Amen.
Ask God to make you pleasant.
Uh-huh.
Make you nice.
Yeah.
You feel so good to be, so nice to be nice.
Yeah.
Look at somebody say, it's so nice to be nice.
So nice to be nice.
It's nice to be nice. Amen. I won't feel like I'm sucking on lemons. Sucking on, you know, lemons all the time. Dill pickles and things. Everything bitter. Everything sour. Right. Thank you. Amen. Everything, this, you know, it's like Paul said, I think myself happy.
Amen.
So that means it has something to do with this up here. God didn't say, go back to your childhood, all the stuff that happened to you, and think about that. You're going to think sad. He said, I think myself today happy. I don't care about the things we had. I'm moving on. I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
Being happy will make you feel good, look good. Amen. And you won't need nobody to approve. You approve yourself. Say, I look good, whether you say I look good or not.
Amen.
Amen. You get up in the mirror. Look at that. Look at, don't sit there and look in the mirror and say, oh, Lord, Lord me. Look in the mirror, smile at yourself. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. It said, blessed is a man that endure temptation. When he's tried, he shall receive a crown of life. God said, you're going to receive a crown of life.
Yeah.
God, you're not just make it to heaven, but I'm going to give you a crown of life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a crown of life. Got a present for you. And the Lord had, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Verse 13, it says, let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. No one can say, well, you know, like people will say, the devil made me do it. The devil made me lie for my application. The devil made me do something wrong I didn't want to do. But God, he let this happen to him. You're going to blame God for it. You're going to blame God and the devil. Where you at in the picture? Let no man say he's tempted. In other words, that God has brought this awful trial my way. And I think sometimes that we don't know what the words say. We don't know where it came from sometimes. We don't know if the devil bought it or God. We don't know if the devil bought it, so we don't know if it's God or the devil to blame both of them. But yourself. You know what Adam said, it was that woman you gave me in the garden. She didn't want to make me sin. You blessed me, but then you cursed me, Lord. You gave me that woman, but you cursed me. You know she was a curse, but you let her curse me. Yeah. God said, I don't tempt you with evil. I don't bring evil things your way and make it hard for you. God's not that kind of God. How many know God is a loving God? He's not that way. It said, let no man say when he's tempted or tried, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. God don't have nothing to do with evil. Neither tempt he any man. Verse 14 says, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed, his own desire. We're tempted. We fall into the temptation when there's something that we want to do anyway. We want to lie. We want to cheat. We want to do whatever. If relationships, whatever we want, we fall into that because we want to do it anyway.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And it says, then when lust hath conceived, when that desire has been conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. It's letting you know these are the procedures of it if you follow through in on it. Amen. If you don't be wise and pull away from things that you know that God don't want you to be affiliated with, things God don't want you to do, you have to ask God, Lord, pull. You know what? Throw this in here. You can pray to the Lord about something that you know that you don't think you know that God would be pleased with. Your spirit can play, but your flesh don't want to do right. Amen? Amen? Can I get an amen? Amen? You can pray, but your flesh be bucking like, I don't really want to pray that because I want to do that. I want to lie. I want to cheat. I want to do all. I want to do that. I don't pray. But your flesh, but your spirit know it's wrong, so your spirit keep praying against it. Now, you and meaning it. You might not mean it when you first start praying it. By the way, you're going to mean it because you feel like I'm falling to quicksand. I'm praying and praying about this, and God will help you. Then versus you make no effort to pray about, amen, the things that would cause you to err. In the verse 16 said, do not err. In other words, do not be deceived. Error means to blunder or make us go astray or be deceived. Do not fall into the pits of the enemy. Do not err, my beloved brethren. For every, the Lord is saying, don't get sidetracked. Don't get deceived by the temptation and snares and traps of the devil. Because he's saying that because every good gift, in verse 17, it says every good gift and every perfect gift is from up above. If it's good, it comes from God. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be the right thing, the right whatever God has for you. Amen. The Bible said, wait on the Lord and be of a good courage and he will strengthen your heart. And I believe when we would talk to the Lord about the things that we are waiting on him for and the things that comes our way, the challenges and things of life, because life is full of challenges. I believe that the more we talk to the Lord, the more we will find help. I believe the less we talk to the Lord, the less we get help, the less that we don't know what to do, and the less sometimes we'll fall into traps of the enemy. Amen. How many know the Lord is a helper?
Amen.
And we need to be accountable. You need to make yourself accountable to somebody, to the Lord mainly at first. And you need to have somebody that you trust. Not nobody tell your business, but somebody you trust and trust God to be in their life to be accountable. You don't have to just tell them everything. But in other words, just know that this person is a person that I respect and honor. And then, you know, sometimes if God allows you to talk with them or whatever, you know, you talk to them as God will let you talk to them, but let them know what's going on with you. Be accountable. Because when you isolate yourself off, and it's just you. You think I'm home. I hold my own. I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. I hold my own. Then you can get called up into some traps, and the devil can make you think call wrong, right? You can be so caught up into it. You don't even. You feel like I'm my own person, and you can be going down the wrong road all the same time. Accountability is very important. Even myself as a pastor, I have accountability with the Lord, and I don't tell everybody everything, but there are some people I do talk. If I feel to, will say, I don't talk to everybody. You're a pastor. You can't go around talking to everybody. Amen. You can't, some people can't even handle what you have to say. You can blow them over. That's your trials. Your trials are a little bit more severe than theirs. They can handle. You got to know that you can talk to somebody, they're going to look at you cockeyed. Because you're just as human as the next person. Am I right? You cannot even preach to people, help people, if you ain't been down some of them roads. That's like you being saved. People that need to come to the house of God to be saved. Amen. If you ain't never had no issues, never went through nothing, how can you go help them? They're going to feel like you already got it together. You can't help me. I'm way down here. You got to be able to relate some kind of way, or even let them tell them a testimony of somebody that's been through there. Amen. Amen. And you got to be still standing, holding your own while you're telling them. Because if you tell them something and you still sinking, amen, they ain't even trying to hear you. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. The Lord will make a way of escaping. Boy, I've seen him do this so many times in my life. The Lord will make a way of escape. Amen. We're like your hands tied. You can't do nothing at the last minute. Amen. You ever been in a situation, God, amen, he'll move heaven and earth for you. Amen. Yes, I say he will move heaven and earth for you. Amen. When the devil trying to push you off, you might not even know the devil trying to push you off into a cliff. Some God has moved some stuff around. You be like, woo! Wow. He got me. Amen. He caught me. Amen. He caught me in the nick of time. Amen. You can be almost, it can be anything. You can almost, this song said, I almost fell, almost slipped, but he caught me or something. Remember the song? You can almost, you might not even actually be in the process of literally doing it. Your mind could be going the wrong way, and the Lord, he'll send a whirlwind. My God, he'll knock that thought out your mind. Yes. Somebody give God the praise. He's a powerful God. Amen. Amen. You can be walking up to a situation, you just know that you're going to fall into it. It's like something that happened, like a light shine from heaven. Amen. I was going to tell you about this play I was watching yesterday. I don't want to talk about it right now, but it was something. I just thought that was so different. Amen. But people find the Lord no matter what state they be in. Amen. Amen. Y'all looking for me to talk about it, but I'm not. Amen. Amen. But we thank the Lord about the way of escape. And God, let's give the Lord a great big hand praise. So glad that he has a way of escape. And I'm so glad that God is the God that overrules.
Amen.
Amen. He has a way of escape and he overrules.